This past Shabbos, I had the beautiful schos of spending Shabbos in Yeshiva University. This past week was Parshas Pekudei. And I shared a halachic thought or a Torah thought with the Tamidim on Shabbos morning and took the opportunity to record it here. The Pesukim say in Parshas Pekudei, in talking about the construction of the Kelim worn by the Kohen Gadol, Vayasu Sakatnos Sheish Masa Oreg Li Aharon Levanov, they made the katnos, they made the tunic out of linen. V'es hamitznefes sheish espari hamigbal sheish. They made the turbans also out of sheish. V'es michnasi habad sheish mazar. They also made the pants out of woven linen. V'es avnet sheish mashzar utchelos v'argamon v'solah shani masa rokem. And they made as well the avnet, the belt, the sash out of linen. And also they made it out of wool, right? Tcheles v'argamon v'solah shani masa rokem, and they mixed them together, made sort of by an embroiderer. And then the pasuk concludes, "Kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe." Like we have throughout Parshas Pekudei, this was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's clear from these pesukim is that the avnet, along with other kelim as well, the Ravid points out, was made out of shatnez, and it's explicit in the Yerushalmi that in fact this was the case, that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol was made out of shatnez, but there was a heter to wear that avnet. The Gemara has a discussion in two places in Shas, Gemara in Chulin, and perhaps more famously on Daf Yud Beis in Maseches Yuma, about the question of whether or not the avnet shel Kohen Gadol, the avnet of the high priest, was the same avnet as the Kohen Hedyot, as the regular Kohen. And there's a discussion back and forth in the Gemara with different opinions. And the Maskanas HaGemara, according to most Rishonim, is that Hainu Hach, it was the same. The avnet of the Kohen Gadol, Zehu, this was the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot. And there's an interesting shayla or safek or discussion brought down by the Ur Sameach. This is in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, Perek Hey, Halacha, I believe Yud Zayin, where the Ur Sameach says what this machlokes really is about is the identity of the Kohen Gadol. If you say that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol was the same avnet as the Kohen Hedyot, essentially what you're saying is that the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot were essentially the same. However, the Kohen Gadol had certain added obligations. His clothing had a kapara. But fundamentally, the Kohen Gadol was a Kohen Hedyot plus. The essence of the Kohen Gadol was that of a Kohen Hedyot, plus certain responsibilities, plus his clothing took on a certain dimension. But if you say, like the opinion, that the Avnet shel Kohen Gadol was not the same Avnet as the Kohen Hedyot, the way the Ur Sameach learns that, based on a number of other sources, is that essentially what Chazal is telling us in that opinion is that the entire personality of the Kohen Gadol was different than the Kohen Hedyot. It wasn't just a Kohen Hedyot plus, but the Kohen Gadol was almost like a Bria Bifnei Atzmo, which is not the Lashon that he uses, but the Lashon that I'm using. In furtherance of this question, Pinchas Horowitz, the great Baal Hafla'ah and the Mechaber of a beautiful sefer of somewhat Kabbalistic work, the Panim Yafos and Chumash. So he says that part of this question is that if we assume that the person who was the embroiderer needed kavana for the clothing of the Kohanim, that when I made the clothing for the Kohanim, so then I would have kavana for that, does the kavana for the Kohen Gadol making the clothing, does that have to be a unique kavana? That is L'shem Levishas Kohen Gadol, or Malbushim Kohen Gadol. If you assume, like that one side of the Ur Sameach, that the Avnet Shel Kohen Gadol was the same as the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, in which case, as the Ur Sameach said, the Kohen Gadol essentially is a Kohen Hedyot plus, then the Kavana could be the same in the making of the clothing, both for the Kohen Gadol and for the Kohen Hedyot. If, however, you say that it's a totally different identity, a totally different entity, that of the Kohen Gadol, so therefore you need to have a unique Kavana for that as well. Now, there's a fascinating question that emanates from this position that says that the avnate of the Kohen Gadol was the same as the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot. And that is a position in the Rambam, and also potentially a steer in the Rambam. Listen to what the Rambam writes. We said before that the avnate had shatnez in it, and we said before that we assume that the avnate of the Kohen Gadol was the same as the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot, and therefore both sashes, that of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot, had klayim in it. But the Rambam says, this is the very last halacha in Hilchos Klayim, in Perek Yud Halacha Lamed Beis, Kohanim shalavshu bigdei kahuna shelo b'shas avoda. If Kohanim wore the bigdei kahuna not while they were performing the avoda, afilu b'migdash, namely they're not doing the avoda, but they're still in the migdash, lokin, so you get malchus, b'vnei ha'avneit shu klayim, v'lo husru bo ela b'shas avoda. The only heter of wearing the klayim, of violating the issur d'oraisa, was during the avoda itself. Right, mivnei shehi mitzvas asei kmo tzitzis, because it's a mitzvas asei to do so. And the implication of the Rambam is that which kohen violated this iser d'oraisa of shatnez in the avnate, both the kohen hedyot and the kohen gadol, again by the usage of the word kohanim shalavshu bigtei kahuna. Now, I would point out that the Ravid, both here and in other places as well, takes umbrage with the Rambam. He used the language of Ta'ab Zeh, that the Rambam made a mistake. And the Ravid believed that even if it's not B'shas Avoda, but he was still in the Beis HaMikdash, the Ravid believed that a person does not violate the Isser Klayim as long as he is still in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Achronim point out that this machlokas between the Rambam, who says that you do violate the Isser Shatnez, Shelo B'shas Avoda, and the Ravid, who says that you do not violate the Isser Shatnez, seems to be a machlokas between two different places in Shas. The Ravid is bolstered by the opinion brought down in Maseches Yuma and Daf Samech Tes, where the Rambam, who says that you do violate the Isser Klayim, seems to be or reflecting the pashtus of the Gemara towards the beginning of Erechin. So this Shita, which Rambam just states categorically that you violate the Issur D'oraisa for all Kohanim, is disagreed upon by the Ravid, and seemingly this machlokas of the Rambam and the Ravid is in fact a machlokas between two different sugyas and shas. However, the Ravid, just in all honesty, does not mention the other Gemara. The Ravid just quotes the Gemara that supports his position, and probably because that other opinion in Erechin is not so clear the intent of it, and therefore it's not clear whether or not, at least in the mind of the Ravid, whether that would support the position of his quote-unquote adversary, the Rambam. Now, I quoted to you one opinion of the Rambam, or one statement of the Rambam, namely, Kohanim shalavshu bigdei kahuna, and that seems to be pashut, based on that Gemara in Yuma that says that the Avnei of the Kohen Gadol is the same Avnei as the Kohen Hedyot. But there's a Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash that says just the opposite. The Rambam says this is Perek Ches Halacha Yud Aleph. Bigdei Kahuna Mutter Lehanos Bahen. You're allowed to get enjoyment from the clothing of the Bigdei Kahuna, the clothing of the Kohen. Therefore, one is allowed to walk around in the clothing of the Kohanim, even though it's not B'shas Avoda. However, chutz min ha'avneit, but you can't wear the avneit if it's not B'shas Avoda, b'bnei shehu shatnez, because there's an issue of klayim. And therefore, aser l'kohen hedyot, Lelovsho ela b'shas avoda. Therefore, the Rambam says that the Kohen Hedyot is prohibited from wearing the avnet because of the shatnez shebo, right, as long as he is not doing the avoda. If he's doing the avoda, it's fine. If he's no longer doing the avoda, so then the Kohen Hedyot has to take off the avnet. And the obvious question, and this is something which is clear in reading, but it's also something that many, many, many dozens of the Achronim deal with, really is twofold in the Rambam. The first is that seemingly the Rambam has a contradiction within himself, because the Rambam in Medrash says that this halacha only applies to a Kohen Hedyot, as opposed to the Rambam in Klayim that uses the terminology of Kohanim. Kohanim in general, both the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol. And secondly, maybe even more obviously, the question is, why for the Rambam would you be mechalek between the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol? The Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is the same as the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, and therefore, presumably, both of them should be over, both of them should violate the Isser of Shatnez. So this is a discussion that many, many, as I said before, many of the Acharonim delve into. But I want to present very briefly three different opinions. And as you'll hear, each opinion has almost like a fundamental problem with that response, with that tshuva. So one opinion is that of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah can be found in Klei HaMikdash. In Klayim. But the Kesef Mishnah says that Ein Chinami, we do uphold the Gemara that says that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is the same as the Kohen Hedyot. And normally, typically, 353 days a year, the Kohen Gadol would also violate the mandate of not wearing the Avnet, as long as you're not doing the Avoda. But because there's one day a year where the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear the Avnet all day, Ben Bishas Avoda, Ben Shalom Bishas Avoda, therefore the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash does not mention the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol. And that day, of course, is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was not made out of wool. It was only made out of linen. It was the one exception to the rule. And therefore, having in mind that exception to the rule, that there is one day a year where the Kohen Gadol would not violate wearing Shatnez by wearing the Avnet Shalom Bishas Avoda, therefore the Rambam leaves that all together. And he only highlights and specifies the law in regards to the Kohen Hedyot. Now, the problem with this Kesef Mishnah is that it works in regards to this theory between the Rambam, but it also doesn't seem to be pshat on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Kohen Hedyot violates the Yisr of Shatnez, and what the Kesef Mishnah is pointing out is that no, the Kohen Gadol also, with the exception of that one day, but that's not the way the Rambam sounds. The Rambam sounds like he's making a categorical distinction between the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol, and the Kesef Mishnah's explanation does not sort of uphold the categorical distinction between the two. So there's a second opinion brought down by the Radvaz. The Radvaz says in his commentary, also in Hilchos Kalayim, so he said that because the Gemara tells us that a Kohen Gadol any time during the day could eat a karbon, he is always shayach to avoda. He is always shayach to the hakrava and the achila of a karbon. Therefore, as a result, just lemaisa, because of that, there's no such thing as shelo b'shas avoda. Because of the potential, the fact that there might be down the road somebody coming and bringing an animal for the Kohen to be makriv and ochel, therefore, fundamentally, there's no such thing called shelo b'shas avoda. And that potential for avoda makes the entire day shas avoda. Hence, if the entire day is shas avoda, there's no such thing as being a time in which wearing a klayim is extra. Wearing a klayim is shalom b'shas avoda, because it's always shas avoda for the kohen. This idea of the potential possibility creates a halachic mandate on the spot. It's something that we see in many, many places. For instance, an obvious place would be the law of hoil. Right now, I finish my meal. It's on Yontiv. I'm full. I've had seven main courses. I'm not necessarily expecting guests to come later on. But seeing that potentially guests may come to join me for Yontiv, therefore we say that there is a prerogative or a mandate of Ochel Nefesh. You're allowed to cook now, even though there's no guest in front of you, but Hoil. But since a guest may come, therefore that creates a mandate, or that creates a possibility for Bishul even now on the spot. And we have that concept by many other things as well, called Haroi Labila, sort of the potential halacha. There's a halacha about seeing that down the road a woman's going to cut her nails and maybe hair as well. So for right now, because what may happen down the road, the halacha today is that the nails are considered to be a chatzitza in regards to going to the mikvah. And that would seem to be the spirit of the sheet of the Ravaz as well. Seeing that in theory, possibly down the road, the Kohen is going to be called upon to do an avoda and to be ocha the Karban. Therefore, right now, it's still considered to be Shas Avoda, even though there's no avoda to be had. Hence, there's no such thing as Shalom B'Shas Avoda in regards to the Isser of Shatnez of the Avnate. Now, a third opinion that's brought down by some of the Acharonim is brought down in the name of the Rambam. And it sounds a little similar to the Ravaz, but it's similar but different. The Ravaz says that seeing that the Kohen can always bring the Karban is considered to be Shas Avoda. But the Rambam himself in the Sefer HaMitzvos, this is Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, so he sings a different tune. And before mentioning this Rambam, I mentioned before the Or Sameach, which is a sort of a point of Yesod in Halacha about the nature of the Kohen Gadol versus the Kohen Hedyot. I want to mention another, almost like famous machlokes or issue, and that is the question of whether or not the wearing of the Begadim, the construction of the wearing of the Begadim, is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, or is it only a hechsher mitzvah for the avoda? And the Rambam is of the opinion, obviously, I was about to say, this is a mitzvah lamed gimel, that in and of itself, there is a mitzvah to make and to wear the begadim miyuchadim, l'chavol l'siferes, for the kohanim. Where other rishonim, and this is mentioned in the name of the Bahag, they disagree, and they say that no. The necessity of wearing the begadim is a hechsher mitzvah, it's a necessity, but it's not a mitzvah in and of itself. So in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, the Rambam says, you might have thought that the beautiful adornment of the Kohen Gadol, the beautiful adornment of the clothing, is there in a way to adorn and to beautify the Kohen himself. Okay? And then he says, based on the Sifra, it's not just for his own grandeur. It's there to fulfill God's decree. Wearing the clothing, even though it beautifies the Kohen, and especially this would be true, especially if we view the Kohanim as Shluchei Didan, Shehem Mizav, Shoham, right, Vizulasa, Mea Avanim, Atavos, the beautiful stones, Vihayafos, Lo Yichavin Bahem Hayofi. We shouldn't be thinking about the beautification or the beauty of the clothing, but rather, what should the person think about? Elukayim Hatsivo Yishitsiva Hashem Yisala Lamosha Levat. That's what we should be thinking about. The fact that this was commanded to Moshe to wear L'chavod U'L'Siferes. And there's a question, what does L'chavod L'Siferes mean? Is L'chavod L'Siferes of the Avoda? The Rambam seems to be saying that it's L'chavod L'Siferes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. For who she yilbash, and this is the line I want to get to, for who she yilbash begadim elu tamid b'migdash. And these clothing, and presumably the Rambam is speaking about the Kohen Gadol, these clothing should be worn consecutively and constantly when he is in the Migdash. And we mentioned these halachos in other places as well. Now, what's clear in the Rambam, especially if we assume, which I think people do, that we're speaking about the Begadim and the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol had to keep the clothing on throughout the entirety of his stay in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, if that would be the case, it would make a lot of sense that why, therefore, he never violates the Isser Shatnez on the Avnate, because he has to have the clothing on the entire time. That's part of the Mitzvah D'oraisa of the Halbashas Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, it'd make a lot of sense that there'd be a chiluk in the Rambam between the Kohen Gadol, who always needs to have his clothing on, and the Kohen Hedyot, who should take his clothing off, Shalom B'Shas Avoda. Now, the only question that's left, both in this opinion in the Rambam, brought down by Menach Ronim, and in the opinion of the Ravaz, that the distinction is between a Kohen Gadol, who's always Shaykh to Avoda, and the Kohen Hedyot, who's not, is the steer in the Rambam himself. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Klayim says, Kohanim shalavshu bigdei kohuna shalav b'shas avoda. afil b'migdash lokin mipnei ha'avnet. The Rambam there presumably is speaking about both the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. And according to these opinions, we are making a distinction between the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. And maybe one is left to say, a very schwer answer, that when the Rambam says in Hilchas Kalayim, Kohanim shalavshu bigdei kohuna shalobishas avoda afil b'migdash lokin, that he's not speaking about Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot, about both of them. He's only speaking about Kohen Hedyot. And therefore, Kohanim is speaking about the Kohanim Hedyotim. If they wear their clothing, Shlo B'Shas Avoda, they violate the Isidore Reis and they get Malkus. Now that seems to be a very shvach answer, that the Rambam here is saying Kohanim, but he doesn't mean the Kohen Gadol, he only means the Kohen Hedyot. Now I was thinking a little bit about what the Rambam said in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, Mitzvah Saseh Lamed Gimel, about the Mitzvah of Levishas Begadim. And I think one, I'm alluding to the machlokas I said before between the Rambam and the Bahag, the Rambam and other Rishonim, that is there a mitzvah per se of wearing the clothing? Or is it only a hechsher mitzvah? I believe that one can make the distinction within the Rambam himself. When it comes to the Kohen Hedyot, that his wearing of the begadim is there simply as a means of doing the avoda. It's there as a means of kavod for the avoda. It's there as a way of having his machshavos, as the Sefer Chinuch says, sort of be elevated during the avoda. So therefore, the wearing of the begadim is only a hechsher for the avoda itself, meaning the kohen hedyot is defined by the avoda. In fact, I was just looking for it, but I couldn't find it inside, but it does exist. The Mordechai says, Maseches Gittin, that the obligation of a kiddushto, of sanctifying the Kohen Gadol, or sanctifying the Kohen, as far as alios, as far as giving him first dibs and the best cut of meat or other such things, is only when he's wearing the bidei kahuna. Namely, his essence as a Kohen Hedyot is focused on the avoda, and the begadim are there as a way of focusing his thoughts towards that avoda. And if he's not wearing those begadim, so he's not doing the avoda, so therefore, his status to some degree is diminished. Now, on the flip side of that is perhaps the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, the Levishas begadim, which according to the Rambam you have to wear the entire time in the Beis Hamikdash, is not for the avoda per se, right? It's there because of the religious personality, one might say, of the Kohen Gadol. And one can say that in one of two ways. What Rav Soloveitchik said, and this is brought down in the in his Chumash, in the Masoras Harav, and I want to thank a Talmud of the Yeshiva, a very special Talmud, Eitan Aryeh, who pointed this out to me in the Rav, that the reason for the continuous wearing of the begadim based on the Gemara Numa is because of Kapara. Right, each piece of the begadim of the Kohen Gadol was mechaper for a different avera, and therefore the wearing of the begadim was not there as a hechsher mitzvah for the avoda, but is there for the various kaparos which the wearing of the clothing brings about. And that would be one approach. That was the approach of the Rav. Or you could say that no, the Kohen Gadol, as the religious exemplar, as the spiritual leader, as the person who the eyes of the nation were upon, as the person who set a tone for the nation, right? That the clothing were there not only for kapara, but as a chovas gavra, meaning that clothing itself is what elevated both in his own eyes and in the eyes of the nation, and to some degree brought that royalty, maybe that chavra tiferes is for the Kohen himself, both for himself, in the eyes of the other Kohanim, and in the eyes of the masses, in the eyes of the people. And a lot of that is reflected, when we think about it, in the tefillah on Yom Kippurim, especially the way that the Kohen Gadol looked when he finished the Avoda, the embrace by the people, the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol afterwards. I mean, it was like about the religious personality of the Kohen Gadol, and so much of that was brought about by the clothing that helped to create and cultivate that sense of that religious personality. And therefore, for the Kohen Gadol, the Rambam in Hilchos Kohen Mikdash is very meduyak. There was no such thing as a time where the clothing should not be on him, as long as he was in or around the Beis HaMikdash, because that's something which, as far as the Gavra, the Kohen Gadol, the clothing were necessary in creating or helping to create in the eyes of the people around him the presence of the Kohen Gadol. I mean, in a way, a person can use the same, almost like chiluk between, and I'll conclude with this, between clothing being geared to the avoda of the Mikdash, and that is something that perhaps one can say is the way we would view the Kohen Hedyot, versus clothing being geared towards the overall religious personality of the Kohen Gadol, and hence there's no time that's considered to be Shalom B'Shas Avoda. We see that distinction in many places. One place I was just thinking about is in the question about the Shaila, the very famous question posed by Tosfos about Birchas HaTorah. Tosfos, of course, Maseches Brachos asks, why is it that by, for instance, Leishei B'Sukkah, every time you sit in the Sukkah, you have to say another Bracha, or how whatever it is that the Bracha's on, very famous Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush, as opposed to Birchas HaTorah, presumably, assuming you don't take a Gezunta nap during the day, so you only say Birchas HaTorah once during the day. What's the difference? And many of the Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rush and others, so they discuss this issue. But if you want to say, and this is something that Rav Soloveitchik spoke about, maybe even making a chiluk within the brachos themselves, if you want to say that what the Birchas HaTorah is essentially a Birchas Mitzvah, it's on the avoda of Lima Torah, it's on the mice of Lima Torah, so then it would make a lot more sense to say that every time you learn, assuming there was a hefsik, you would have to say a new Birchas HaTorah. But if you say that what the bracha really is on is the relationship to Torah, and Torah being a defining quality, and the cognition that Torah is definitional to our identities, and that it shapes every single thing that happens over the course of one's day, whether or not he's actually involved in a mice of Lima Torah or not, so then that Birchas HaTorah that's said in the morning is really almost like a Chovas Gavra. It's like it's speaking about Torah as a definitional, transformative piece of our lives, much in the way that the Begadim, the Kohen Gadol, perhaps had that same effect on him. And therefore makes a lot of sense that just like for us, you say one Birchas HaTorah because there's a recognition that almost there's a Chovas Gavra of the transformational nature of Lima Torah on a person. So too the Kohen Gadol as well. The clothing themselves were not a piece of the avoda or hechsher to the avoda, it was definitional and transformative to the entity and the identity of the Kohen himself, how he viewed himself and how he was viewed by others. Mission for all of us, we exist also in two spheres. So we exist in the sphere of the Maisa Avoda, which of course is very, very significant. And we also exist in the sphere of in our own way to be living the life that exudes and exemplifies the religious personality of the Kohen Gadol, where it's not just about a specific avoda, but it's about a religious personality that is transformed by the avoda, that might be best expressed by the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore. I look forward to continuing to learn together in these inyanim and many inyanim in the future. Kol tov.